Do you have a friend who really sticks by you, someone you can count on? Today you will hear how you can have a friend like that. Back in the days of King Saul, David had a friend who was an outstanding friend. David had just killed the giant Goliath. Now Saul's son Jonathan stood by admiring David as he was praised by King Saul for his victory over Goliath.
David, you have saved Israel from sure defeat today. You will always be remembered for what you have done.
May the king remember that the defeat of the enemy came from the Lord of hosts, from the God of the armies of Israel.
What family do you come from, David?
My father is your servant Jesse, of the tribe of Judah. We live in Bethlehem.
I will request of Jesse that you continue to serve me. David, this is my son Jonathan. Now I'll let you both get acquainted.
David, I'm proud of you. My heart went out to you when you fought Goliath. Come with me. I need to talk to you. For years I have wanted a friend who really trusts in the Lord God.
It seems we are of one spirit. I have heard how you and your armor bearer trusted in the Lord and put an entire Philistine garrison to flight.
As Jonathan looked at David, his heart was knit to the heart of David, and he loved him as his own soul.
David, I am your friend for life. You are going to need a lot of help. I want to promise you all the protection I can give you as the son of the king. Now, take my robe and my clothes. You are no longer a shepherd. You should look like the son of a king. Now, I want you to have my trusty sword and bow. May God go with you, David.
This was the beginning of a wonderful friendship. Jonathan saved David's life many times. Let me tell you of someone who wants to be your friend, who will stick closer than a brother. He's always there when you need him. His name is Jesus. The Bible says, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Jesus did this for you and me when he willingly died in our place and took our punishment on the cross for our sins. Have you thanked him and taken his forgiveness? If you haven't, pray now. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Thank you for dying for me and for your forgiveness and for everlasting life. Amen.